Millions of women dread getting a mammogram, not just because of the procedure itself, but because they know there's a good chance the mammogram will find something that requires further testing and anxious waiting. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds the situation is very different for British women. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The study looked at how many women underwent further testing after 5.5 million mammograms done in the U.S. and the U.K. Dr. Rebecca Smith-Beinman of the University of California at San Francisco says the differences were dramatic.
We, in the U.S., do additional diagnostic procedures in about 12 to 14% of women who undergo mammography, and those rates are half that in the U.K.
Not only that, but American women were much more likely to undergo surgery following a suspicious mammogram rather than a less traumatic needle biopsy. Despite these differences, Smith-Beinman says the study finds no difference between the two countries in the rate of diagnosed breast cancers.
We've pretty much known that we do more tests, but we've always thought that we were getting something by doing that, that we're finding more cancers by calling back more women, and so it was okay to do more tests. What we've shown here is that we're not finding more cancers, so that we're doing more tests, and there's no extra benefit from that.
But she says there is extra harm for American women who are twice as likely to undergo further tests.
They become very, very anxious about being told their mammogram is abnormal and therefore they might have cancer. And the anxiety associated with one of those false positive results can be pretty extensive and can last a long time, even after she's told that the mammogram is normal.
The study raises fundamental issues about the attitudes of both American doctors and patients. Carolina Hinestrosa is on the board of the National Breast Cancer Coalition.
In the U.S., we believe that more is better. More procedures is a better thing, that if my doctor is asking me to do more things, it's because my doctor cares more about my health. And I think it may sound counterintuitive for us because we want more and more to find that, in fact, quality doesn't necessarily mean more.
Julieta Patnick runs the UK's breast cancer screening program and is a co-author of the new study. She says British medicine is more cost-conscious, but British women have a lot to do with the effort there to minimize testing.
I think American women are much more concerned to have everything investigated and will tolerate the cost of a false alarm much more than British women will, who get very cross with us if we recall them and then tell them that actually they're all right. Our women get quite angry about that, so we are much more concerned, perhaps, on this side of the Atlantic to keep these recalls really low.
The new results may touch off controversy. The American College of Radiology has no position on the study, but a member of the group's breast cancer committee says most radiologists believe the extra tests are worth it, even if there is only a slight increase in early diagnosis. Study author Smith-Beinman says one way to reduce unnecessary tests is to require radiologists to interpret at least 5,000 mammograms a year. That's what the British require. The U.S. minimum is only 480. She urges women to ask doctors how many mammograms they do before making an appointment.
I think if requests for that kind of information come in over and over again, facilities and the programs will start to realize, wait a minute, this is important to the women who come to us.
It wouldn't be the first time patients have changed medical practice when it comes to breast cancer. Richard Knox, NPR News.